Hey, coach. Just curious, obviously kind of an interesting scenario with this weekend, just with all the point scenarios that, would result in the one seed. How are you sort of addressing that with the team, just given it's kind of a unique situation with, certain amount of points resulting in different outcomes?
Yeah, kind of nice again. At least the storyline's progressing nicely for the media purposes of all things. But no, like I've probably said enough all year, what an opportunity. I think for our program, an opportunity to prove to ourselves that we can handle stress, that we can perform when we want to win something and kind of get that playoff ready.
Hey, coach. I was just kind of curious, just overall, like, what would winning the regular season title mean for the program?
Well, it'd be huge, right? I mean, it's been the whole goal is to get this program back to where it can be, and that's on the national stage. That's winning Hockey East. That's, and I think something about a regular season title, and I've already told our group, like, they should be so proud of the body of work that they've put together. And I think that's a huge testament to the leadership, the consistency, right? It's, yeah, you want to peak at the right time and you want to win those big games in playoffs, but I think it's a whole different type of championship to, look at the body of work you've put in over the entire season. So they should be proud no matter what, but let's finish it off and get the trophy they deserve,
I guess, like, long term, how does having a trophy like that, I guess, just help the program?
For sure. Actually, we're seeing some of our recruits and commits already sending us some stuff. They're excited. And I think it's, just showing where the program's going, and it's never going to hurt, right? Kind of putting us back in on that stage, and the goals we have for us going forward.
Just wondering if you had an update on Maeve Carey.
Yeah, you probably won't see her this weekend. But we'll take it day to day, week to week going forward.
Yeah, and same thing for Mara. I know she didn't dress in the UNH series. Just kind of update on her as well.
Yeah, she's been practicing. Nice to have her back out there this week.
I also wanted to ask, have you had time to rewatch the first UConn game? And if you have, just kind of what were your general takeaways from how that game kind of played out?
Oh yeah, for sure. Watching a lot of video, and I think that was such a unique stretch for us, obviously, with three games over the course of that week and three different opponents. In a lot of ways, I was proud of how our group made adjustments and didn't fully lose our own identity within it. Obviously, taking that many penalties is never a goal going into a game, but we got a lot of work on our special teams against UConn's power play, and so just breaking down all that kind of stuff. But I felt like it was a great effort to build off of for sure.
It was kind of like a tale of, I guess, like two halves of the game, right? Like, they obviously went up 2-0, and then after that, you guys were kind of more into the game. What do you think was kind of like, what do you think you guys were struggling with in the first, I don't know, I guess it would be like 30 minutes, and then what adjustments did you make after that to kind of climb back into it?
Yeah, I think probably just being a little bit too hesitant, realizing that the way that we play, is going to work and play with our identity. Like, be curious about our opponent and obviously knowing that they're a good one. But at the same time, don't lose sight of just how we play is important. So I think probably gave him just a little bit too much respect, and we're on our heels a little bit too much to start. And then I think we settled in, and we saw that throughout the back half of the game.
Did you feel like, obviously, I was the first power play goal you guys conceded in a long time. Did you feel like one of the reasons was that, like, you guys just weren't as, like, aggressive on it, and you weren't as, like, assertive on the penalty kill?
A little bit, yep. And they, I mean, I know for whatever their power play percentage is worth, I think that especially that top unit, they're really effective. They have defensemen that are deceptive, that rotate PKs, great goal line looks. They're a very diverse unit with a lot of different looks. And but I think at the end of the day, what's made us successful is that we get clears. And when you look at any goals we've given up here in the recent stretch, them included, it's a failed clear. Normally that leads to a goal.